The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You can always take us on the go with the free Odyssey app in Richmond. Listen to us on 105.1 FM, 910 The Fan. Appreciate you checking us out this day after Christmas. For all you fantasy championship players, because it's the last weekend of fantasy football, Dave Richards, CBS Sports Fantasy Guru, joins us to give you some lineup advice. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. But joining us right now, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day, be delicious. What's up, Baldy? Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. Good to be with you, man. How are you?
How was your day yesterday?
It was awesome, man.
Yeah?
It was awesome. I'm like, I had enough family, though. Enough family for a while. They were fun, but, you know, it just gets exhausting after a while.
Yeah.
So I'm back in the lab here today. I feel back at home.
Do you have kids or grandkids?
I have a girlfriend who has way too many cousins and nieces and nephews and all that.
So it's like so you have your own.
We shared it to, you know, a bunch of different stops. You know, you go from one place to the other to the other. You eat too much. You talk too much. It's just, you know, it's just you're ready to get home and maybe get some rest. So I'm good.
All right. Good.
So before we move ahead, let's go back. You were at the Eagles Commanders game.
Yep.
I'll just let you have the floor. Your impressions. I don't want to lead the witness.
Well, I mean, Jaden Daniels is a story. I mean, it was a perfect storm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whether it's Jalen Hurts getting, you know, knocked out in the first, whatever happened to him, you know, dinged in that first quarter. It was, taking a guy like Devontae Smith, dropping a sure touchdown pass to put the game away, or Saquon dropping it. But the story was Jaden Daniels, you know, the five touchdowns and just the poise and throwing the winning touchdown with 10 seconds to go and watching, you know, Washington fans go crazy. I thought it was like it was something out of the 80s and Joe Gibbs was coaching down there. You know, I mean, it was just – I haven't seen that crowd in that stadium like that ever. Like, to that degree, nobody left. Everybody was standing. It was a holiday cheer. I mean, it was – Daniels, he's just something else, you know. I talked to Terry McLaurin before the game, and I said, you know, this rookie corner is a really – Quinyon Mitchell is a really good player. I hadn't given up a touchdown pass all year. But I said, I don't think he's really been tested. And they tested him. And they went after him. They got one. It was an important touchdown. I thought it was really, really a good day for, you know, the entire franchise.
On the flip side, talking about testing, the Eagles didn't shy away from Marshon Lattimore. What was kind of your takeaway there with Lattimore into the defense? And, of course, he gets hurt later in the game. But a lot of expectations
here
in Washington.
A.J. Brown's a handful for anybody.
Correct.
You want to try to play a man up like that? I mean, he's just built different. And I know Lattimore's had success against Mike Evans. You know, a lot of, you know, big-time receivers. He likes that matchup. I thought a couple of the calls I thought were pretty questionable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought A.J. was, you know, pushing on him as much as Lattimore was pushing on him. So I think there was two or three on one drive that the Eagles got. I thought it was a little excessive. These two guys are physical players. They like to get their hands on guys. AJ does the same thing. So I thought it was a little biased in some ways, but that's the game you wanted to play. I said during a broadcast that if you want to play that style and they're going to flag you for it, then you either got to change the style or change the defense, because that wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. So now, this is a big game. It took a little pressure off of Washington to beat the Eagles. But look, if Washington loses out and they lose to Atlanta and Dallas, and Atlanta and Tampa win out, Washington's gone. You know, they're not getting to the playoffs. So this is still a big game, certainly for the Falcons, because they're trying to win the division. So your thoughts on Michael Penix in his first start out on the road as a rookie?
This is going to be a tough matchup. I think Michael Penix played great last week. Uh-huh. He threw the interception, went right through Kyle Pitts' hands. He put it right on him. He threw it to a bad spot. I thought he played great. He made quick, smart decisions. He's got a great arm. What we didn't see from him, and what Washington better not sleep on, is this guy is an elite athlete. He doesn't want to run, but he ran a 4.48 40.
Right.
If he wants to run, I don't know if he can be Jaden Daniels good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he can run like Jaden, but because Jaden's just an elite runner and he's got such fast twitch to him, and he's excellent. But Michael Penix is capable of doing it. If you want to go play man coverage and guys start turning their backs on him, like he's going to take off with the ball. He'll see it. But you're right. I mean, you got to play this thing all the way out. Like, just because you had a great game last week and you got a nice record and, you know, you should make the playoffs, you got to go finish. Yeah. And I'm sure that's what Dan Quinn is, you know, telling everybody in that locker room throughout Christmas and the holidays. The whole thing is, we got to finish. You know, we got this far and it's good. But last week against Philly, it's the first time they beat a team with a winning record. So here's your second team with a winning record, and you can knock them out of the playoffs and basically give yourself a seeding in the playoffs. So, and they might, you know, have to turn around and play Philadelphia again. Who knows? But regardless, this is a game that you can't overlook at all.
Let me ask you about that Falcons defense, because they played the Giants and had a couple of pick sixes. I almost can't take it seriously. What is the challenge for Washington's offense against that defense?
If you just look at Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons, I think they've got 57 career interceptions between the two of them. I mean, they're thieves back there. And so you want to throw the ball down the middle of the field, you want to go hit Zach Ertz on a crossing route. You just got to be – like, those guys know what they're doing back there. I know it was the Giants, but they've been doing it their whole careers. You know, they've been Pro Bowl players for a reason, year in, year out. So I would be a little bit cautious. They don't have great pass rushers, but they certainly have guys that can win one-on-ones. Grady Jarrett, you know, you look at Arnold Ebuchadze. Like, they've got guys, Matt Judon is a great player. He does a lot of little things well. They're a pretty good defense. The one thing I would say about them is I think Bijan's having a great season. Yeah. And their line up front is very good. They're not Philadelphia good. Where, you know, you lose a quarterback, they'll just pack it in like they did to stop Saquon. But, like, they're a very good running football team. And Bijan and Algier are they're excellent. And that's – I've always thought that was kind of a, you know, reason why Kirk Cousins had to be replaced. He had a running game. He had a good offensive line. He just wasn't productive at his position.
So, on the flip side for Washington defensively, we haven't heard yet about Lattimore. He had to lead that game last week because of the hammy. We haven't really heard that much about it this week. I'm sure we'll find out more tomorrow. But they need him. I think they need him on the field, because even though Penix is a rookie, he still has guys he can throw to. Drake London can be an issue. Mooney can be an issue. I know you talked
McLeod's
about...
McLeod's not bad.
McLeod's pretty good. Pitts, he can be an issue because of his size and speed. So he could be a mismatch. So talk about what you think Washington has to do to face those receivers that Penix has.
Well, I mean, Drake is the guy. I mean, the offense runs through him. There's just very few guys that are built like him. Mike Evans comes to mind, but Mike runs a lot better than Drake. But, you know, he's just a big guy that, honestly, he's got a great wingspan. He's got very good hands. I mean, he's a good player. I don't think much of Kyle Pitts. I don't think they think much of Kyle Pitts, to be honest with you. He's just slow and doesn't separate. I mean, he's just – he's out. I mean, he's just an overhyped college kid that has never figured out the college game or the NFL game. But okay, look, Lattimore, look, the hamstring has been bothering him. I mean, that's why he was out for 6 or 8 weeks. So it's an issue. And he's had injuries, and he's had a lot of injuries recently. I don't know if you could put him out there. I'm sure he would want Drake London. That would be a good matchup to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Drake isn't A.J. Brown. He doesn't have the explosive moves that A.J. has, but he's big and strong like A.J., so I'm sure he would want that matchup if he's healthy. But you can't put him out there at this point if that hamstring is, you know, is either tight or still giving him problems. I don't know if it's the same one that gave him problems or if it's the other one. I'm not sure. But they're not as good in the back end, you know, without him right now. St. Hughes came in. He was okay. But, I mean, it's just they're not deep at that position.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So on Christmas, we had two games yesterday, both blowouts. Let's start with the Chiefs. Nobody really wants to give them respect because they're not. Now, yesterday they did, but they haven't been blowing people out. They've been in a lot of close games. They've been fortunate, but the record is undeniable.
15-1 is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, what do you see in this Kansas City Chiefs team versus maybe the teams of the past that have won Super Bowls, or is it just more of the same?
Their execution is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, Pittsburgh tried to blitz them. They had an answer for not one or two. I mean, every single blitz that they threw at Kansas City, they had an answer for it. They had the protection. They had the read. They had a sight adjust. Like, they were so far ahead of Pittsburgh, it's not even funny. And then defensively, they're the best defense in the whole postseason. So they've had injuries, but, you know, you look at Omenihu coming back, Dana, you know, Stone Cold Jones, Karlaftis, the blitzes. That's the best defense in the postseason. They completely shut Pittsburgh down.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing they don't do well. They're so well coached. And Mahomes, like, he's just the difference. He didn't make a mistake yesterday. He read the defense perfectly. I don't know. They're the team to beat, you know, yep, when you go forward right here.
Well, especially because they're at home and the weather will be an issue in the playoffs for some of these teams, right? And they're going to basically have 2 weeks off.
Shouldn't be for Buffalo. If Buffalo.
Well, okay, maybe not for Buffalo.
And Baltimore. Both of those teams are fine and cold.
True, yeah. And Buffalo has played.
No, both those teams are good tests.
Yeah.
Baltimore's,
yeah,
playing their best football. Pittsburgh's leaking oil badly. You know, Buffalo will be a good test in the AFC. If it has to go through Kansas City, all right. I mean, you know what their record is in Kansas City. Cincinnati went there and won one time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're basically undefeated at home in the postseason.
Yeah, they don't lose
with Mahomes. So, I mean, it's a challenge for anybody that gets there. But, look, Cincinnati could get there. You know, they could take care of business right now and get in, and that would be a challenge because Burrow is just that good.
All right, so getting back to yesterday. All right, so the Steelers have lost three straight. All right, they're going to lose the division. There's zero chance, Baldy, that the Ravens lose to the Browns. Zero for the division. So the Ravens are going to win the division. The Texans were embarrassed yesterday. But getting back to Pittsburgh, Tomlin's not happy. All right, you could see it on the faces of everybody on the team, not just Tomlin and the offense, but the defensive guys. They were pissed. Russell Wilson has played like ass the last 3 weeks. He's turning the ball over. He's not throwing the ball away when he's under pressure. He's taking sacks. I'm not saying Tomlin's going to make a quarterback change, but it's got to be on his mind. So what do you think he should do?
Well, I mean, when the schedule came out, the Steelers had the toughest schedule in the NFL. I don't know if anybody was close. And that, they just went through Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are three top seeds right now. And they had it handed to them. And the quarterback didn't play well. But the quarterback, it's not that he's not playing well. It's just that the offense, you might as well be watching that offense in black and white. Franco Harris might as well be out there. Like, it's a stick-in-the-mud offense.
Yeah.
Like, they've got no explosive ability. The offense line is very average. They can't control the game on the ground. And so you're asking Russell Wilson to go win games. And, all right, Pickens got back out there in the field, made a play. But there's really no – the passing offense is just – it's not good enough to win the NFL and to win playoff games. And so Tomlin can get ticked off. But you punt the ball the first minute of the game. They go 25 yards, for a punt return. I mean, that was terrible. Then Kansas City goes right down the field. It's 13-0. The game isn't 11 minutes old, and you're down 13-0. Like, they got beat in every phase of the game. So you could be ticked off at the offense. You could be ticked off the defense. I'd see the defense make a play. Did TJ play? Did Hayward play? Did Highsmith play? Like, they completely wired those guys up all game long.
Yeah. All right, so Saturday there's some interesting matchups just because of scenarios of teams having to win. Chargers are going to play in New England. All right, they're a slight favorite. The weather could be an issue there.
By the way, have you broken down Drake May?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And your thoughts?
Every game. I like him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the team is they don't have a lot of playmakers on the team.
Right.
But he keeps them competitive. Like, I know they're what the record is, 3-12, but you know, they're in a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the right choice. Like, I think if you give that, like, Hunter Henry's having a good season, he'll hit the tight end. They got a couple of young guys right now. DeMario Douglas makes a couple plays. The offensive line is below average. So you know what they need to do. They need to build this thing around him and never stop building. But he's tough. He can extend plays. He's got a really good arm. He sees the field pretty well. They're not losing because of Drake May right now.
Yeah. All right, so getting back to those Saturday games, Chargers have to win, obviously, to get in. Broncos, same thing. You talked about the Bengals in their scenario. Rams trying to win the division, so if they win, they're in against the Cardinals. So give me your thoughts on those matchups and those playoff scenarios.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Chicago hasn't won since they had a Hail Mary converted against them in Washington.
Yep.
And they, for whatever reason, they're the lowest scoring team in the first quarter. I mean, it's usually 17-0 at halftime in almost every game. And then Caleb, you know, makes a couple throws to make it a little close. But, you know, Seattle just had it handed to them by Green Bay. I'm sure they'll be, you know, much better prepared. Jaxon Smith-Njigba's having a great season. Like, I think Chicago's going to really struggle. I like the Chargers in the game. I thought that was a big win against Denver, the way that they played, the way that they came back in that game. And I think Denver, look, they've got a very good defense, especially if Riley Moss gets back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're really down a corner opposite Surtain, I think Surtain will probably line up with Ja'Marr Chase. Like, I would pay inflated StubHub prices to go watch Surtain against Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm.
Like, I think that's going to be a great individual matchup. And I know Surtain, like, all he wants is the action. He's all about the action. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But I don't think Cincinnati is going to lose this game to Denver. I think their offense is just that good right now. All phases of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Denver has their hands full right now.
And getting back to the Washington-Atlanta game, do you like Washington in the game?
I do.
Yeah.
I like Washington in the game. I think both teams are going to be able to score like last week. I think Jaden Daniels is different right now. Just his ability to escape, to run. Like, he's way past that injury that he had against Carolina, where he really just didn't do much, you know, running the ball. And, you know, but he's healthy now and confident. I like the way he's playing.
Yeah.
All right, Baldy. Always love talking to you, man. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey.
Yep.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Enjoy it this week.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You too. Yep. All right, buddy.
It's Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Remember, if you're in a fantasy football championship, you need advice. Dave Richards, CBS Sports Fantasy Guru, joins us coming up at 8 o'clock.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local, in business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.